What up, kids? This is gonna be loud. I'm yelling. We're in a conference room. We're doing the podcast in a I feel like we're at, I wish you guys could see where we are right now. It looks like we're at IBM headquarters.
On Wall Street.
Yeah. I mean, we're in a conference room. There are green walls. There's an American flag behind us.
Yep.
We're in Phoenix. I'm with Jack Asadorian Jr., mm-hmm. my good pal who's been on here many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Dude, it's hot as hell, dude.
It's hot. So we're staying at a comedy club condo here at the House of Comedy in Phoenix, which I do have to say, most comedy club condos are fucking shit.
Disgusting.
Like, horrible. You feel like you're sleeping in the jizz of 1,000 comics, yeah. Right?
I'm afraid to use the shampoo in the shower because I'm like, did someone jerk off in here?
Shut up. Yeah. That seems like something someone would do.
Yeah, because I did it. I did it at the comedy store.
You did not.
Anyways.
In La Jolla?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God. I just had like a heart attack. The La Jolla condo, by the way, the comedy store condo in La Jolla is the best location of any condo.
But it's disgusting.
But it's so gross. I was like afraid to sleep because I thought I was gonna get eaten by bugs.
Yeah, like I did it like a couple years ago. They didn't even have flat screen TVs, they had a big TV.
Oh, yeah, they still have a tube TV. Yeah. It's hilarious. So anyway, we are a nice one though. This condo is dope.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we got tennis courts, we got a pool, and there's like four pools here.
Two pool tables, a foosball table, a PS4,
a
conference room. Yeah, it's crazy.
They deliver drugs to your door here. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Totally. It's unbelievable. Yep. But Jack and I came upstairs to do this podcast in the conference room. And this is the thing. I feel sometimes like I struggle with date fails when I'm not doing tons of dating.
Yeah.
Because lately, I've been kind of seeing one dude and a couple on the side, but nothing is popping. And then the one dude I was kind of into, I pretty much like ended it. I think it's done.
I don't think it's done. I think it's just a phone tag. You guys are just
it's going not back phone tag. I said I want nothing to do with you. You're a self-absorbed asshole.
Twice.
Basically, go fuck yourself. Yeah. So I think that's pretty much a kibosh on it.
I don't know. I have the clock on my phone, so we're gonna see.
Jack doesn't believe me that I won't talk to this guy again, so he set a clock on his phone and he's timing to see how long I'll last. Dude, I'm telling you right now, here's the thing with me.
We're at 32 minutes.
Here's the thing, okay? When I date someone, it's like this. If I like you, like really like you, I'm like so supportive. I'll do anything for you. I will fucking, like, I will never ignore a text. I don't care what I'm doing, how important it is. I always, like, make sure to put that person at the front of my priority list,
supportive.
Right?
Supportive. You're very supportive.
I am. And the thing is, I think sometimes that my career would be further along if I wasn't like that. Because women tend to put relationships first and then like their career second. Guys are the opposite.
Why do you think that?
I think we can't help it. I think it's in our nature to be like nurturing. Like even me, like I'm such a dude, but at the end of the day, when I'm, if I love you, and I even mean my friends, like if I care about someone, that person is more important than career to me, because career boils down to money.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I look at my life and go, well, I could be rich, or I can have people in my life that are awesome. And you can be rich and lonely as fuck.
Is that why you think people that are rich are lonely as fuck and depressed?
I think that to be really successful in entertainment, you have to be extremely selfish.
Yeah.
And so I think the higher, you know, the further along you get in this business, the more you end up probably losing people. Wow. And honestly, like, you know, the more you get going in the business too, you don't know what's real and what's fake. Like even, like take you, mm-hmm. for instance. Your family owns a comedy club.
Yeah.
So you probably don't know sometimes like what people are stepping to you because they really want to be like chill with you and who Tona. Wants spots.
My own mother goes, you know, you would not have any friends if it wasn't for haha.
That's what I'm saying, though. So imagine that magnified times, like, you could actually get people in movies or whatever. Then you suddenly have to start to,
that's pretty depressing.
Weed people out. Yeah. But the point is, once, if I'm dating somebody, once they show me that, like, they're, like, this isn't that important to them, mm-hmm. or they don't care that much about my feelings, that's all I have to see.
Yeah.
And I cut shit off quick.
Dude, Kate's available, guys. If you guys are listening.
I'm available. She's available. I'm back on the market. I mean, I was never really off. I was dating other people, but you know I like
what
this
kind
guy.
Of guys do you date, though? Like, is there like a type?
That's the problem. I tend to date guys. Here's the problem. Sam Tripoli called me out on this.
Yeah.
I want to date a normal guy. Normal.
Okay, what's normal?
Normal meaning like...
9 to 5?
Not in show business.
9 to 5.
Not on social media much. It doesn't have to be a 9 to 5, but just somebody that's like... Like somebody that's not... Doesn't have a headshot. Let's put it that way.
You live in LA, so everyone has a headshot. That's impossible. My dad has a headshot.
I know. But here's the thing. Because of what I do, mostly the only guys that step to me that have the balls to like try to hook up or be with me are in the business or super overconfident or crazy.
Yeah.
I get the only guys that that really think they have a shot with me are super crazy because most guys get a little intimidated, not because of what I look like, because of what I do.
Yeah.
It intimidates people when you're a woman who's like kind of independent and smart, I think.
Yeah, I see a lot of crazy.
I'm a little crazy. I'm crazy.
Yeah, you attract crazy.
I attract crazy because I am crazy. Yeah. But I like crazy,
too. It's fun, but it's fun. It's great sex, too.
I like crazy with a little side of sweet.
I think having sex with like a person that's in the hospital would probably be the best sex ever.
In the hospital?
Like those mental... Like the mental institution. Yeah, like, you guys fucking crazy.
We should try it. We should go to a mental institution. I just start picking up guys.
Yeah, we're just like, I'm visiting...
Imagine you go up to the desk, you're like, excuse me, hi. I was just wondering if you have photos of all the patients. Yeah. And
who's your craziest guy? Like, that guy's eating his own shit. Well, I want to fuck him.
I want the guy that's eating his own shit. Please give him
he,
my name.
He eats ass. I like that.
All right. Oh, my God. I do love that, though. That's really true. So, anyway.
What?
I like guys that eat ass.
Do you really? What do you like about it?
Of course. If a guy doesn't eat my ass, I lose interest quick.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't you?
My ass?
No, you eat ass?
Sometimes. Depends on the ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. It's got to be like a clean ass.
I'm not
going to
go, hey, we'll eat those nachos.
No, it has to be a clean ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, but do you like to get yours eaten?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't. No.
Not at all?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, I never had it done, but I'm pretty sure I'm okay with it.
Like, you've never had a girl
It's not something I'm like, you know what? Yeah, like, stop blowing me and just... Move it over there. Like, I've never done that. I'm like, I'm okay. I had a finger in the area. And
that's what you said. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, I was like, whoa. I was like, because like the area between like the butt and your balls.
The scrotum.
Like, yeah, the area 51. It's nice. It's like, okay.
That's that feels good. Feels good. A little, the like, in-between area?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
interesting.
But then she started going towards the ass. I'm like, whoa. Hey, yo. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? And I judged her. And I was like, what was your ex into? Like, you know,
shut
like,
up. That's so funny that guys would judge a girl. That's why you can never do it till
and
they
I was
ask.
Like, what's going on? And like, she like got up in there and I was like, ow.
I've only ever done it to two guys. Not the finger. The like licking of the butt.
Ugh.
Well, they both asked me to.
Were they white or black?
One was Asian.
Whoa, so that's sashimi.
Yes, it tastes like soy sauce.
That's hilarious.
No, my Asian boyfriend, he was like, yeah, he brought it up like, you know what I'm into?
Oh,
I kind of like it. He brought it up. And here's the thing. Oh, no. Not, this guy is like from way back in the day and he's not in the business. But he brought it up. And with that guy, like, he was so OCD clean that I was like,
you
no
turned
problem.
On.
I wasn't turned on, but I was fine with doing it. Because I was like, I'm not going to get shit in my mouth, basically. But then the next guy, he didn't really bring it. Like, he didn't ask, but he would drop hints. He would
just twerk in front of you. Like, yeah,
No, he would text me things like, he would text me and tell me how, like, he's like, oh, I just took a shower and, like, really cleaned my butthole out good. Or just, like, random.
Like, emojis.
Yeah, he would send me, like, a soap scrub with a little peach. No, I'm just
or
kidding.
Or he eat your ass and be like, my turn.
Yeah, but once, like, if a guy brings it up at all, you know they're into it. That's it. So I did it for that guy, and, you know, he was into it. But I've never stuck a finger in there because I'm afraid of hurting him.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Nails?
I have nails.
Yeah.
And if I pull it out and there's poop under my nail, no, I don't want to be involved in that.
You put a condom on your finger.
That's a good idea.
That's fucking nasty.
That's actually a really good idea.
Really?
I should try that.
I don't know.
A finger condom and some lube.
You got to use like a white condom then.
Oh, glow in the dark. So anyway, but yeah, so the point is, I'm totally single again, which I already kind of was.
But what's your type, though? You mentioned your type.
Okay, I guess my type physically, typically...
You need a buff, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, I dated guys like that. Like, this last guy I was seeing isn't, like, super buff. He's in shape. Yeah. He's not fat, but he's not buff. See, that's the
problem. You need to give fat guys a chance. Go on a date with a fat guy.
I've been out with fat guys. I've dated two fat guys.
Really fat.
I dated two guys that were fat. Well, what define really fat?
Like, I'm talking about...
How
275.
Fat? Name someone that weighs that much so I know I what that looks like. Don't
hurt their feelings.
I mean, are we talking like... Okay.
I'm talking about like not like...
Not like defensive lineman like fat.
Fat, yeah.
Like that fat?
Yeah, give him a fat guy.
Like, I've dated those guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've dated two guys with big bellies.
Did you eat their ass?
No, God, no, no, no. I could totally... Listen, let me tell you something. I'm really attracted to talent. Like, we were talking about this on the way here. There's a guy in a band.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorite bands. And he, like, hit me up. And I was like, I couldn't even date him because I'm such a fan. I wouldn't treat him normal. But I'm so attracted to talent. Like, that guy's not super hot. But, like, to me, he's, like, sexy as fuck.
Yeah, I was saying, we're talking about, like, your, if you were to have sex with him, like, just shut up and turn the lights off. Shut up and sing.
Yeah, Jack's like, if you had sex with him, you just have to tell him to turn the lights off and just sing so you can get turned on. But when I was a kid, I was a huge Blues Traveler fan, like high school, college. The John Popper. No, they had lots of hits.
Did they?
Blues Traveler. Okay. Yeah. Do you remember John Popper plays the harmonica? Like nobody. Yeah. He's fucking amazing, right? I was attracted to John. Like, I would have banged John Popper, and he was like 400 pounds.
Yeah, he with the vest and the thing. With the
hat. But he, like, I just was like, I'm so attracted to talent, and like, I would go to their concerts and just be like, God damn, if you can fucking blow a harmonica like that, imagine what you can do downtown.
We should just go to like a local talent show and just find some
talent. No, not that kind of. They gotta be like extreme talent.
Oh, okay.
A like local talent show. Yeah, let's just go to like the haha open mic.
This guy won first place on a spelling bee.
Oh my God. But I don't know, but normally, yeah, I like guys that are buff. I like tattoos a lot.
Yeah, you're very mainstream.
That's not mainstream.
Yeah, it is.
Tattoos.
Tattoos and buff.
But I also like goth-looking, like, dirty-looking dudes. Like, like rock star types. I like everything. I have never seen a guy... Like, there's... If I'm attracted to your personality or what you look like, I can be into it.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I respect that.
I'm usually not into blonde guys because they look like they could be my family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, this weekend we're working with Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, dude.
And, like, he's hot as fuck. Fuck.
Dolph Ziggler is a WWE wrestler. Superstar wrestler. Dude.
Jack wants to bang him.
No, I don't. Dude, when I first saw him, I'm like, who made him?
Seriously, Jack literally, like, his jaw dropped. When I told you he was hot before he came. Why didn't you believe me?
Yeah.
I showed you photos.
Dude.
He's hotter in person.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. I'm friends with him, and we've been friends for a while. And we hang out sometimes. And then this last time he came to LA, we went out and got drinks and we posted a funny photo.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, like everyone has messaged me like, oh, you guys are dating, da da da. We're not dating. I'm just saying it on the record because like it's crazy how people get like one photo and everyone assumes that. But dude, we're just friends.
He looks like, if you guys see Shrek, he looks like Prince Charming in Shrek. That's who he looks like. He's like
so hot. I mean, he's my friend, and I'm still like, sometimes when I get buzzed, I'll just stare at him and be like, God, he's so pretty.
That's your type right there.
He is, but he's blonde, which is weird. I'm not usually into blondes. But he's dirty blonde.
You could change it.
He also doesn't have tattoos, so he breaks my mold.
Yeah, okay.
But he has that face. God, you guys gotta look him up. But what's weird is my brother is like a really big fan of his. So my brother is like...
He has like 2.5 million followers and they're all like 15-year-olds, right?
I don't know, man. He's got...
Wrestling fans. I said wrestling fans are usually young kids.
There's adults, and too. Your brother. My brother's 35. He's like into it. I don't know. I went to a wrestling thing when I was here last time.
Yeah.
He was wrestling and he gave me tickets. And I went and watched. And there's lots of grown-ups. In fact... The two guys sitting next to me were Major League Baseball players.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, I liked wrestling when I was a kid, but I just kind of stopped liking it. I don't know.
But then I showed you the video.
I started getting later. I'm like, all right.
Whatever. No, dude, it's hot and it's entertaining. And when I went and watched it, if you want to get laid, because all the wrestlers are so hot, by the end of the night, I was like, God damn. Like, I was like.
But the chicks aren't hot. They're like buff and shit.
Some of them are hot now.
But they're like really buff.
They
like,
are?
Yeah, they have like six packs and shit. Who wants to see that shit?
I don't know.
I like girls with a little meat on that. I don't want to go. I don't know what part it.
I like meat too.
You like meat.
I just like meat in general.
Yeah, fuck vegans.
Also, fuck vegans. I know. I tried to date a vegan, and I was like, this is impossible. It's not even fair. Why would you cut meat out of your diet? I don't understand. Like, I'm all for being healthy, but I mean, like, meat is amazing. Anyway.
And gluten?
Well, I'm gluten free.
That's terrible.
But I'm celiac.
That's just as bad.
Though. I have to be, though.
You know what?
No one is, like, allergic. No one is allergic to meat. No one is, like, going to die from eating meat.
Yeah?
Who?
White people usually. No.
All right, whatever. Let's move on. All right.
So we're in Phoenix, Arizona, guys.
We're in Phoenix.
It's so hot.
Come to the House of Comedy.
With Dolph Ziggler's here all weekend with us. So.
Oh, yeah. Dolph was dope. Tell me this.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, I'm doing a club appearance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At a club called, what's it called? The Maya?
It's Maya.
The Mayan?
Yeah, Maya.
Or the Maya?
I think it's Maya.
Yeah, so if you guys want to come out to that, I'll post it on my Instagram. If you happen to be a local, we're going to go there after the show tomorrow night. So, Saturday night.
And we're going
to
party there.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
And
shout out to my boy Nino for hooking that up.
Yeah. So, all right, Jack, you said that you wanted to interview me on this. So,
yeah,
here's what we're going to do. Yeah. We're going to do Q&A. It's okay. Totally open. I'll answer 100% honest. Anything you want to know, except we're not allowed to talk about this current situation.
Perfect. So right. What's going on? I'm kidding. All right, I want our number one question. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
Okay, this is a tricky one. I say on stage I was a virgin when I got married, which was at 19. But there's a gray area.
But we know
area.
That's not
there's
true.
There's a gray area. Well, no, this is the thing, okay? I don't think it counts what I did before that. Because I dated this guy when I was 17, and we kind of had sex, but I don't count it.
Why?
Because here's what happened, okay? He was a virgin also. He put on a condom. He literally sucked the tip in. I mean, the tip. Like, I didn't even feel anything. And he came. He didn't even get a whole fucking pump in. Not even one full pump.
So what's this guy's name?
It doesn't matter. To me, I'm like, that didn't count because I don't even, it didn't even hurt. I didn't feel anything. So I don't count it. And then we never did it again.
Did you tell your husband this?
I told him that I hooked up once before him, but I didn't give him those explicit details. But so then I didn't hook up again until my husband. So I think really that he was the first.
Question, when you say virgin, that's just sex?
Yeah.
So blowjobs and anal don't count?
No. Anal? Wait, I do want to say anal counts as sex to me.
Right? There's so many girls that are like, just put it in my ass and it's...
Can we tell your anal story?
Sure.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Jack told me the best...
I thought we were talking about you.
We are. We're going to come back to it, but it's the best story. Jack told me the most amazing story.
I'm not going
to
give names, but I'll...
Didn't you say it was the only time you did it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, tell it.
So I'm drunk and I want to hook up with this chick and she's like totally down. We're flirting, we're kissing, we're like all over each other. And then when she came back to the room, she kind of like bent over and I'm like, okay. And then like I literally try to put it in her vagina and she literally slid it down and put it in her ass. And I'm like, what the hell? And then later she told me, she goes, I'm saving my vagina for my husband. And I'm like, well, what? And I was just like, all right.
She actually told you that she wanted to be a virgin when she got married, but you could fuck her in the ass.
Yeah.
I think that is so much more, like, I feel like that is way more personal than having actual vagina sex.
Dude, it's crazy.
Can I tell you
that? I stopped talking to her after that.
You did?
Yeah, because I didn't want to marry her.
I told you. Joey Diaz told me never let someone put it in your ass until they're in love with you, or else they will never take you to dinner again. And so far, with every guy I've ever talked to, it's true.
Yeah.
The one time I let a guy do it, he never took me to dinner again. And then and by the way, I think that once you've lost your virginity, your asshole is your new virginity. I do. Like, I think that's the next thing. It's like, I'm not giving my butthole up to someone unless it's really serious. It's not happening again.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
I think that the asshole means something.
Right?
I think butthole means love. I do. I really do.
Okay, question number two. All right. What's better sex, black, white, brown, or Asian?
Oh.
With your experience.
In my experience?
Yeah.
Honestly, honest to God.
Yeah.
I've had really great sex with an Asian guy, a black guy, a white guy.
In that order?
Yeah. But I mean, like, I had the best sex in my life was with a white guy.
Who lasted the longest?
Well, it's not fair because the white guy was a porn guy. So like he lasts a long professional. Time. That's like playing with the NBA basketball player. So we won't count him.
Yeah, he doesn't count.
Yeah, we won't count him. Okay, not counting him.
His job is to fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Not counting him who lasted the longest. Well, technically the black guy.
Yeah.
But he's a pro athlete.
Oh, okay.
So they last a long time too. Yeah. It's all about cardio health. They cheat. But,
and they don't want to come in you to get you pregnant.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they'll pay child support.
I've had really great sex with those. Now, I've only hooked up with one Latin guy, to be honest. Only
really?
One.
Only one?
Only one. Yep.
Really? There's so many of us out there.
Oh, yeah, Latin. Yeah.
No. Mexican.
I know. I'm trying to think if there's been any
other. There's a lot of, you know, there's more people than Mexican, right? There's like Nicaragua, El Salvador.
I know. No, this guy wasn't Mexican. This guy wasn't Mexican. He was Spain? He was from South America. I forget exactly.
Oh, so he was poor.
No, but I mean, this is the thing. It was, you know why I didn't like it? And why? I'm not saying they're all like this.
Spicy?
It was too, like, lovemaky. Like, it really? Felt like watching a Ricky Martin video. Like, you know?
No, that's weird because he's gay.
I know. But you know, like, in Latin...
She bangs!
Yeah. Like, you know in Latin soap operas how they're all, like, very, like,
oh, yeah, sí, me gusta. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're very, like, they hold your face and they're, like, very passionate. That grosses me out.
Yeah, you're like, just fuck me and leave. And then you're like, why doesn't he call me?
I just like him to be dirty and like aggressive and like manly and
like
feels...
spit in your mouth kind of shit.
Yeah, it just seems.
You like that?
Yeah,
I've done that.
Yeah, I like that stuff. It seems gay to me if you're too like it. That seems effeminate almost.
Yeah.
So I only hooked up with that one Latin guy, and it's not that I wouldn't give another one a shot, but yeah.
What's the craziest thing a guy's asked you to do to him?
Oh, asked me to do to him? Yeah. Well, we didn't get to it, but there was a guy that told me he likes when girls fuck him in the butt with a strap on.
What?
Yeah. Do you think that makes a guy gay?
Yes.
You do?
That is so gay. It's a dick.
I know, but if you never want a guy to do it, but you want a girl to
that's
do it.
That's gay. It's like the gateway to the gay side.
The gateway?
The gateway. It's like, right this way.
What do you think? I have questions about this, actually. Like, what do you think? I don't know. If a guy wants two dicks in the mix, does that make him gay? Like a threesome with two guys?
It depends on the situation. I mean, if it's just like a party, just like a gangbang kind of thing, and it's in and out, I think it's cool. But if it's a plan, hey, go get Mike. And it's like, why are you going to go get Mike? Like, why do you know his first name? Like, why did you choose his dick? That's fucking gay shit.
Go get Mike.
Go get Mike. You know, like, if you're going shopping around for dicks,
so
that's gay as
funny.
Hell.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think if you're into a threesome with two guys, that's cool. But the girl should get to pick the other guy.
Yeah.
Right?
If the guy picks, he goes, you know what? I like that. Mike's good for me.
That's so funny.
Or you're like, how about Steve? You're like, no, Mike.
I really like Mike's dick, honey. It's a perfect size. I think you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
I don't know. It's just fucking
weird. Do you like girls to suck on your nipples?
No.
Really?
I like girls that bite, like my chest and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I like to bite.
Suck? I have like man boobs, so I feel like she's sucking on my tits.
It's weird, because I've had two guys ask me to do that, only two ever. And it was another thing that in the back of my mind, there's just little things sometimes that'll happen in the back of my mind, I'll go, huh, it's interesting, because it's a certain type of guy that's like into that stuff.
Yeah, they're called...
I don't know if they're gay. I don't know.
You said the strap. You asked someone asked you to fuck with the strap on?
He told me he likes it. We never.
Did he have the strap on?
He had everything.
How? So it means someone's done it to him already.
Oh, for sure.
That's crazy.
Of course.
That must be uncomfortable. Have you ever done it with anybody?
Fucked a guy with a strap on?
Anybody?
A guy?
Yeah.
No.
A girl?
Maybe.
Yeah! Who's the girl?
It was a threesome.
We know her?
In Vegas. No.
Is she a comic?
No.
That's so hot.
It was a couple in Vegas.
Did you come quick?
Did I come while I was doing it?
You have a strap on.
I literally was like, did I come? No, but you know what's crazy?
Huh.
I can almost come mentally.
What?
I swear to God. I swear to God, I realized it on the airplane.
It's pee.
No. If I'm on a plane... This is crazy, I know. But, like, I have a very active imagination and a really high
libido. Don't you scream and shit?
No, but what I'm saying is, it's not, like, a full-on, like, crazy orgasm.
You just get wet.
But it's more than wet. It's, like, If I close my eyes and I really think for a while about, like, amazing sex I have with someone, and I, like, really imagine I'm in it, I can get, like, that, like, kind of, like, spasming
thing. Do you do that with sometimes when you're fucking some guy and he's not doing it?
I've had to do it. Yeah.
That's cheating.
When I was married.
So, like, oh.
Oh, my God. Because I did it all the time.
That sucks.
Does it?
So you're thinking about someone else. That's why you left him.
I couldn't help it.
You were thinking about someone
else. I couldn't help it. I literally couldn't help it. Yeah. It would just pop in my head. You never think about someone else when you're with a girl?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I'm drunk and I come
home with a... I think that's cheating.
The larger female.
Oh.
I'm like, you know what? Role play.
You gotta think about it. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Good totally. Question, Shep.
Okay.
Next question.
Here we go.
You're good at this. I'm impressed.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Have you blown two guys at one time?
No. I've never done a threesome with two guys.
Oh, yeah.
I want to.
Do you want to?
It's on my bucket list.
Really?
I think I know the two.
Well, oh, really?
I think so.
I wasn't asking you. I wasn't asking the last question. I'm like, it's would you want it to be someone random?
There's a guy that I've hooked up with.
Do you want to, have you ever thought about doing porn?
No, I would never do it.
Not once?
Never.
For fun?
Nope.
Not even a POV?
No.
Like... Not your face, like, just your ass.
No! Like,
that's Kate's ass.
No. You know why? It's the same reason I don't have any nudes online. People are always like, why don't you just post a nude already? I'm like, you know why? Because the only thing I have that's private in my life...
Are your nipples.
...is sex. Yeah. Like, I talk about this. I post, like, sexy photos. I did the Playboy show. Whatever. The one thing that, like, is private and special for guys I care about is is that. So I want to keep that until someone offers me the right amount of money. I'm kidding. Ah. I would do nudity
for Hugh Hefner, you listening?
Yeah, right. I would do nudity for like a film if it was like the right film.
Tasteful.
And stuff, yeah.
It wasn't a freaking like...
But not a porn.
Oh, okay.
Not like a Skinamax, no.
Oh.
No.
How many girls have you slept with?
Girls?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just girls alone?
Kidding. Oh, just alone? Yeah. Never. Okay. It's always in a threesome.
How many threesomes have you had?
Only a couple. Few.
This year? None.
What? No, maybe one.
How do you forget that? Maybe.
Well, one? I'm trying to remember what month it was. I don't know. In the last year, I've had like three threesomes.
How does that work?
For me, it's happened. It's happened. Okay.
Can you and the girl start, or you and the guy start, and then we just coaches.
Here's how it's happened for me. One time was at a party. It was like one of those eyes wide shut kind of parties. I went to once, twice, actually. I went to twice. I keep popping that up. And the first time I met this really hot soccer player, pro soccer player, just fucking like a 12, right? So he was like, oh, you know, come in the bathroom with me, whatever. Let's hook up a little bit. And he was so hot. I was like, why not? And then we went in the bathroom.
What team?
I can't tell. And then we were in the bathroom, and there was another chick already in the bathroom.
What?
Well, the I mean,
she just shit.
I think she was maybe like doing drugs in there or something.
Oh, perfect.
So we come in the bathroom. She's in there. She starts flirting with me. I was pretty drunk, and I was just like, why not? Like.
So you and him start going at it.
So she started to go down on me. Yeah. And then he got, like, really turned on. He was like, I'm dying to fuck you. And I was like, okay.
In the bathroom?
This is the only time, by the way, in my life I ever had, like, random sex with someone I barely knew ever in my life. I've never done it.
Really?
I've had a one-night stand. But the one-night stand, it was like, we met for drinks. We hung out for a few hours and talked. Mm-hmm. Then we ended up hooking up, and then we live in different places, so we never hooked up again. But this was the only time I ever met someone, and within like an hour, I was like, okay. I was so drunk. It was fun, though.
Wow.
So that was one. And then, so the next time I had one was in
Did
Vegas.
He yell goal when he came?
Yell goal.
Did he really?
No.
Oh, my God. That's fucking hilarious.
Viva Mexico. No, just kidding.
The fucking other Actually, a girl came with a red car.
Wait, that guy was South American, I think.
There you go.
I think he was Brazilian, but you know what, though? He wasn't like cheesy lovemaking. He was like dirty.
It's because he's a dirty soccer player.
Mm-hmm. So that was one. The next one was in Vegas, and that one was more like planned out. It wasn't planned out, but I knew this couple wanted to, and they kept coming to my shows, and I was becoming friends with them. We hung out a few times, and then they were like... let's go out for drinks and just see what happens. So then I was comfortable with
them. Did I meet them?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
Oh. You might have. You did.
Did I?
You met them. Yes, you met them. You met them. You met them.
I knew it.
You met them.
I was like, I think I heard this story before. Yeah.
You met them. So anyway, that was them. That's so funny. I mean, but I've only had three. I haven't had tons.
Yeah. No. I was the worst at a threesome.
You were bad at it?
I was bad.
I wonder sometimes if it's like intimidating for
Because it was like, it was so hot and then I came quick and I was just like, I'm gonna go make a sandwich. And I ate a sandwich, I came back, they were still going at it, and then I was like, come on, get back in the game.
That's so funny. I talked about that on here too, I think. Like after, like the I did it twice with this one couple, and the first time was great, and it was like hours long, and it was so fun. But the second time then, we were hooking up for like an hour, and then I was kind of over it, you know? And then they kept going for like two more hours, and I was kind of like laying on my bed like, can I be on like Twitter right now? Is this awkward? Like, can I just...
Live tweeting?
Yeah.
He's going all in.
Yeah. So, that's it. But I kind of am like, not done with that stuff. Like, I like that stuff, but I'm really like trying to meet somebody that wants like something more substantial. I don't know. It's weird because it's funny. Like, I said to this last guy I was dating, like, I'm trying to meet someone that wants a relationship. And he was like, you know, he goes, only women are goal-oriented like that. Like, guys just date, and if it happens, it happens. Girls are always like, I want a relationship. And I go, well, here's the thing. It's not like I want to get married again or even move in with a guy.
Yeah.
But I just want it to be like when...
Like a holiday. Foundation.
Yeah, like when it's Labor Day weekend and I'm going to go to a party, we go together. Like, I have a date. Like, I don't have to... I don't want to keep taking guys I'm kind of getting to know. Like, I want someone that I really, like, know and we, like, cheer each other on and, like,
and
you know.
And you share moments together. Yeah. Oh, my God, I just did this.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
So you want a friend.
Yeah.
That has sex with you and... I get it. You want, like, a friend with benefits, but, like, more. Like,
that's it.
Friends with benefits, but don't fuck around with other people.
Yeah, and I'm so chill even on that. Like, I'm like, friends with benefits and don't date other people. But if on occasionally...
You have sex with someone, don't give me something.
Yes. Like, one, STD. Wear a condom. Yeah. And it's got to be, like, out of town.
See, that's... If you tell a guy this from the beginning and there's no bullshit, I think that you'll find someone quick.
I think
that's a great... We should start an app.
I thought you were gonna say we should start an ad campaign.
No, an app. Literally, I'm looking for someone. Like, I want you to be my family. You be my
Jack.
Family.
There's like 45 apps like that. It's like that, every dating app.
But no, those are like Tinder and all that. And that shit.
Well, here's the thing.
You gotta, like, be hot to be on those apps.
I would love to be with a guy that wouldn't sleep with other people, and we could have threesomes. Like, I would totally be down to have threesomes.
It's complicated though. Well, if you have threesomes with the same person over and over,
no, I wouldn't. It would be randoms.
Oh, okay.
It would not be the same person.
Craigslist.
But I'm just saying, like, I think I'm a realist.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to date someone that I know has lots of options and expect that person to never, ever step out, ever. Yeah. But, you know, I would just be like, don't be a complete whore. Don't bring home a disease. And don't date people. Like, don't keep it going. Like, I don't want to see you texting some chick.
Well, you know, you're at dinner with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's just wrong. Yeah. Come on, black guys. Stop that shit.
Stop it, Jack. These are good questions. These are good questions. By the way, I think that when I do have, it is on my bucket list to have a threesome with two guys, and I think I know the two guys.
Like, who are they?
Already. There's a guy I hooked up with many times. He was just a booty call, though. I never had feelings for him. He's hot. So hot. He's an athlete, but... He just, you know, he didn't want a thing. And honestly, he's not really my type, but we hook up.
Mm-hmm.
Then, randomly, I hooked up with another guy that I was kind of seeing, and I didn't know that they were friends.
Ooh.
Then I found out that they were friends. Then, the one dude, not the booty call, the one I kind of dated a little, was like, yo, sometimes I have threesomes.
I figured out who these people are already.
No, you didn't.
Sometimes
I have threesomes with this other dude, my buddy, and he told me who, and I was like, holy shit, because I already slept with them both. So then I was thinking in my head, like, oh my God, I could have a threesome with these two because I've already hooked up with both of them.
They're nice guys.
Shut up, Jack. You don't know who they are. You don't know who they are. Anyway.
Anyways, I love that we're drinking tequila at...
Don't say it. Just kidding. It's like noon. It's noon. 12. We're fine. Everything's fine.
So hot in here.
Yeah. All right, next question.
All right.
I like how all your questions are about sex, by the way.
I was going to change it up now. Change it up.
Do you shop at Kmart? No.
No.
Back to sex.
Question. Do you want to have kids?
No.
That was too fast. It's a sex question, though.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think I do.
Okay, would you be a stepmom?
Yeah.
I think you'd be the worst stepmom.
Thank you.
No, I'm just kidding. You'd be a good stepmom. Because you wouldn't have that full responsibility, but you'd be like, because you are nurturing. You're like
a
motherly.
Stepmom.
It's like you have the responsibilities of a mom, but you're not really the mom.
I could date a guy who has a kid and be somewhat involved, but to take on like the responsibility of like helping really raise another kid right now, I couldn't. Yeah. Just because my career, I'm too career focused. But let's say I have dated guys with kids.
I mean,
yeah. And
did you ever meet them?
Sometimes it's okay. I have, yeah.
It's fun, huh?
But here's the thing. It depends on the circumstance. Like, I tried to date a guy who had kids, and he would always have his kids on the weekend, and he wouldn't, he didn't introduce his kids to other women until it was really serious, which I get, and that's good. But, so I could never really see him on the weekends.
Yeah.
So that became a problem.
That's why I think dating girls with kids is the best way to keep a side chick. They can't go out every night.
Married or kids.
It's perfect.
It's horrible.
So you do want to get married though one day, right?
I don't know. Because I've been married.
Oh, so you don't want to get married.
Here's the thing.
So listen, you're looking for... You're looking for something hard, dude. You want to find someone that's committed but doesn't want to get married? That's like...
Lots of guys don't want to get married.
Well, you're looking for... looking for someone for commitment? That's like marriage.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God, you're so funny. The last guy I was dating said the same thing.
It is.
How is that like
you're asking me to be with you forever.
Not forever. This is where it gets fucked up.
So then how could I want to, why would I want to do something like that?
This is my thing. Anytime, okay, look, how many marriages last forever?
They don't.
Exactly.
But so, it's a gamble. It's fun.
But here's the thing.
And then when you see two old people together, you're like, damn, they did it, but they don't look happy.
Right? Let's say you and I are dating.
All
right. Casually, right?
There we go again with that word.
You're seeing 2-3 chicks, I'm seeing 2-3 guys, mm-hmm. whatever. And then it starts to get more serious with me and you. And then I say, hey, I won't date anyone else if you don't. And you go, okay, now we're only dating each other. Maybe that goes on for 2-3 years,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe it lasts longer, maybe it doesn't. I don't expect it to last forever. I don't ever need to go, hey, promise me this is forever. Because I understand that people change, feelings change, mm-hmm. circumstances change, things change.
Okay.
But I'm saying for the time that we're doing this, let's just do us.
Let me tell you something. If we were dating and you told me you were dating other people and I was dating other people and then you're like, hey, let's just date each other, I would still be dating other people.
Really?
Yeah, because I know you weren't taking me seriously from the beginning, so why would I take you serious? And I would protect myself. Because why involve myself with you if I knew from the beginning you didn't take me serious? That's how I am. I'm different.
But here's the thing. They tell you you're supposed to date a bunch of people because let's say we start dating and you're already talking to a few girls. Then if I'm only dating you, now it's like I'm too invested in you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So then I get... The reason I try to date a few people at once is because I get worried that if I start to like one guy too much and he's seeing other people, then I'm gonna end up getting hurt.
Yeah, that's what happens too. That's what happens to me.
Huh.
Like you get like,
you're like a girl.
Totally, dude.
It's so adorable. Oh.
Yeah, I think they have two sisters. I'm a fucking pussy.
No, you're not.
I'm a nice guy.
That's the thing though. So I always try to date a few.
I mean, when I date a few girls, I'll date a few girls forever. I won't choose one of those girls to be with.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If I meet someone I really like her, I'll try to make it work. I'll date her for a couple of months. If she's doing something on the side, I don't want to know about it.
I'm so fine with that, but most guys don't want that.
Yeah.
If I like a guy and I'm so busy. That's the other reason I want a relationship, because I'm so busy that when I do have time, I don't have to compete for your time with 3 other, 4 other girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want to be like, when you're busy or when you're free and I'm free, let's just make sure we're both free for each other and not somebody else. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's hard to find in LA. LA is rough,
LA is
man.
The worst.
LA is hard. I'm going to have to move. I went on the best date in Canada with this guy. Firefighter. Super hot, cool, nice. And he comes to LA for like 10 days a month. So I was like, oh, this could be cool.
Yeah.
Kick it 10 days a month.
A little
whatever.
Side fire.
Or just like, that's a thing. And then the rest of the time I don't see him. But then he sent me like a real weird DM. And it bummed me out because he ruined it.
What was it?
I was asking for stories. I was asking for questions for the podcast. Mm-hmm. People sent me questions. And he texted or DM'd me and said, I've got a question, but I have to tell you this story for you to answer the question. And first off, it's like, I don't want you to ask me a podcast question. Like, that's for listeners, not for a guy that I'm like talking to. Then he sent me this story about a girl that he ate her ass and her butthole was hairy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm like, why are you telling me this? You're ruining the romance. Oh, so he ruined it. That's disgusting. It. He literally sent me that story. I didn't even read the whole story. I read the first three lines.
Did he eat it?
I didn't finish the story. I read three lines and I was like, why is he sending me this? Yeah. Red Band was with me. Red Band literally goes, what the fuck? He goes, if I was trying to get with a girl, I would never in a million
years. I'm a little nauseous.
Send her the story. I know.
Hairy ass.
So anyway, but the point is, Red Band told me I need to date on the road and bring back somebody to LA. That's what he does.
That's what, they go to a third world country and go,
yeah.
Find one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find a little Spaniard boy.
Yeah. All right, next question.
All right. Would you date a comic? Or have you ever dated a comic?
Of course, you know I have.
I know.
I have, and I would not again.
It's the worst.
I'm never doing it again.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson. I fucking, it's impossible. You know why? Because, like, I hang out at comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes if I'm not working, but I know, like, you know, I'll come by the HaHa for a drink, or I'll go to the comedy store and meet my friends. Now, if you're dating a comic and that comic happens to be on the show at the comedy store and then I go there just to kick it with my friends and drink, it looks like I followed him there.
Yeah.
And then I get in my head like, now I can't go to the comedy store, when it's like, of course I can. It's my place too. You know, it's just, it's too awkward. And also, comics are so selfish.
Yeah.
In every relationship, there's got to be like, there's a giver and a taker, right? Yeah. I mean, there shouldn't be. It should be like everyone gives and takes. But usually there's a giver and a taker. Comics are all takers.
Yeah.
We're all takers. You can't have a taker and a taker or you'll kill each other.
I bet you when you guys broke up the comic, every comic wanted to hook up with you afterwards, right? Comics are just pieces of shit, right?
They just do it.
It's just so aggressive. I don't know. Yeah. There's so many comics that just, I bet you get hit on by comics all the time.
I think that I don't as much anymore.
Yeah,
I used to.
Yeah, when you first started.
Yeah. Now I get hit on by them.
Shit, she's going to talk about us.
I still get hit on by comics, but it's different now because I'll get hit on, like, comics will actually try to date me, like, because they're genuinely like...
Because they want to get on your podcast.
No, like, I mean, I've had some comics that are more successful than me try to date me because they actually are like, oh, you're really cool. So it's not like they're just trying to bang me it used to be. But I don't know.
Dude, why don't you talk about your back home on stage at all? That's a question.
I used to more. I used to talk about Ohio more. I mean, I do talk about Ohio.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about Ohio.
That's a good idea. I should. I used to do jokes about how boring it was there. This is a true story. One time I called my dad in Ohio and I asked him what he's doing. My dad lives on a lake.
Uh-huh.
He's got jet skis. He's got a boat. He's got all this shit to do.
Just chilling.
I called him and asked him what he was doing. He said he was watching a candle burn. And I was like, that sums up Ohio in a nutshell. Like where I'm from, a lot of people just sit around watching TV all day. All day.
That's crazy.
That's why I had to get out. Like, I knew from when I was six that I wanted to leave. 6 years old, I started asking my mom to take me to LA. From the first time I was molested.
I was like, I gotta go.
No, I wanted to be an actor when I was six.
And what made you want to be an actor? Like, what'd you do? Like, were you in a talent show?
Harmonica? Yeah, I did. I did plays growing up my whole life. Like, I wanted to start acting when I was a little kid, and I used to do plays from like 6 to like 18.
Really?
I did commercials, like local
commercials. No way.
Yeah. And then I used to ask my mom to take me to LA. And then, did you know I joined the Army?
What?
Yeah, but I went AWOL. I've told this story on here, so I don't want to bore people, but I basically joined the Army because I thought that if I joined the Army, I could get a full ride to UCLA.
Is that how you paid for the tits?
No! That was divorce money, Jack.
Some of that.
But I dropped out of the... I mean, I went AWOL. Like, the day I was supposed to leave for boot camp, I was like, fuck this, why am I doing this? And I hopped in a car and went with my friends to Myrtle Beach instead.
Did you get arrested?
I didn't get arrested, but when I came back, it was serious shit to deal with. I owed the Army, like, $10,000 in, like, back pay for, like, the training they put you through and all this shit. And then... I got
out. You basically hired a personal trainer.
I got, yeah.
I'm going to get hot and go to LA.
More or less. I got out of it, but I had to get an attorney. I had to get my congressman involved. It was a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was a problem child.
Why don't you talk about this? I never heard anything.
You know, I dropped out of school, too.
High school?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, you didn't graduate?
I ended up graduating, but I dropped out for a while.
Did you do the continuation school?
No, I dropped out, and then I went back, like, 2 months later, and I duped the system. I also hired a lawyer. I hired so many lawyers when I was a teenager.
So you didn't leave. Your parents kicked you out.
I ran away. I moved out when I was 17. I got a fake ID and my own apartment.
Rebel.
I started paying rent when I was 17. I lived alone, and then I dropped out of school. And then after, like, 2 months of being out of school, I realized that, like, getting a GED was a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I hired a lawyer to find a loophole so that I could get back in my senior year and still graduate after missing 60 days. And it worked.
Yeah.
It turned out that if you unenroll, those aren't absent days because you weren't a student there. So my attorney, when he got me back in, he said, well, she was studying every day outside of school and keeping up with her curriculum. And those technically weren't absent days. So they let me come back and I graduated. And I got booed.
Did you walk on stage?
I got booed by teachers. Booed? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because they were mad that they let me graduate.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, it all worked out.
I bribed my teacher to graduate.
You
what? I had 115 unexcused absences from ditching. And they said I wasn't allowed to graduate because I missed so many days. And I gave the principal free tickets to the haha.
Holy shit.
And they let me walk on stage.
Wow.
My dad's very my parents are very proud because I promoted the club.
Wow, way to go.
Yeah, dude. I didn't go to college, dude. Did you go to college?
Yeah.
See?
In Chicago.
White people.
Well, I got
they
a scholarship.
Pushed that. See,
I
had a scholarship. My parents didn't push college on me.
Like, my parents didn't push it. I wanted to go, but it was a theater school. I was like an acting major.
I lived the life of a college person, like, just the drugs and had lots
of course
of sex.
You did. You
but
still
I did it. I didn't learn anything.
Look, this guy just texted me. I should go out with this guy. This dude, I met him on the 4th of July. I've gone out with him a couple times. He's exactly what I need. He's not in the business.
Mm-hmm.
He's a realtor.
Well, text him back.
He sells like multi-million dollar homes, so I'm sure he makes decent money. He's got a penthouse in the marina, and he's nice and cool and like so supportive, and he's not on Instagram or Twitter.
I love him.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. This is my problem. Guys,
but you want someone to choke you and spit in your mouth.
But maybe he would. Maybe he would.
Let's ask him.
It's like I say on stage. You get sing to me or choke me.
Yeah.
You don't get both.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, man. This guy. But maybe. I don't know. Maybe I should give him a shot, man. I went out with him a couple of times. I just wasn't feeling
it. Boring.
It's here's the problem.
He doesn't talk about it. You're so used to
that's it.
Fast.
It's not
fast.
Even that. He doesn't like, even know anything about me or what I do, which is a great thing.
He's not listening?
No, he's not on social media. He doesn't even know what a podcast is. He's a little older.
How old?
I don't know, 48.
Jesus, that's old.
That's perfect.
That's too old.
I think that's perfect.
Well, in 10 years, he gets Social Security.
Because we get a discount at IHOP.
Jeez, that's old.
No, man, that's perfect. Guys,
you're
in their 40s are great. I'm 34.
But you look 31.
Good, thank you. Guys in their 40s, they're not trying to fucking chase all the pussy.
It's
like,
because they're tired.
Yeah, I'm okay with tired.
You want to stay home and watch
CNN? This guy's in sick. He's not like that. He's in sick shape. He played volleyball with me 4th of July weekend all day. He's ripped. Takes care of himself.
How do you know? He doesn't have social media.
Because I know him. I've hung out with him. Mm. I've hung out with this guy.
Let's tell him to come to the show tonight. Is he here?
No, he's in L.A.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's meet him.
You want to meet him?
Let me interview him first.
You should.
Like, what can you bring to the company?
We should do like a Periscope where you interview guys. Potential
like, so,
guys.
You want to get inside of Kate.
What can you bring?
What's your objective?
This guy's nice though, because I legit was like, I'm feeling you more as a friend. He's like, okay, cool, let's keep chilling.
The F word? You said the fucking F word?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he said,
God,
let's keep chilling. And he hasn't stopped trying. So I'm going to fuck it. I don't know what's
it's
wrong with
him. It's
because
he's 48 and he's on a couch just.
No, he's not. He's a busy dude. He's traveling full time. He's traveling all the time. He's all over the place. He sends me photos from Vegas, San Diego,
really?
Chicago. Yeah.
I like him.
I think he's a millionaire.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like him.
I don't care about money, but I'm just saying he's not like some slouch. He's not a slouch.
He sells houses?
Yeah. Multi-million dollar, like mansions in LA.
Will they let me live in one of the demo ones?
You're like the Arrested Development guys. You're like living in the trailer home.
Oh my God.
All right, let's do one more question, then we'll wrap this up.
Okay. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh God. What are you, my fucking mom? All right, I don't know.
Okay.
I live in the moment, Jack.
So she's a lame answer.
I'll just be happy if I'm alive in 10 years.
10 years, come on. Where do you see yourself in your career?
People always ask
this. You're doing
this.
Great. Okay, fine. Okay, I'll ask something.
Who knows?
I'll ask something else. Okay.
I don't know.
Fuck that question.
I don't know. Everyone wants an answer. I was talking about this with my agent because he's like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I was like, I don't know where I see myself in 5 hours.
That's hilarious.
But I mean it. I change my mind all the time. I'm a fucking girl.
So we're going to keep drinking?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Sometimes I want to do a movie. Sometimes I want to do a sitcom. Sometimes I would just want to shoot a special. And what I want changes all the time. But the truth, this is the God's honest truth. I love doing stand-up. It's my favorite thing. And I'm super happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love playing volleyball. I love surfing. I love my friends. Like, if I can make a living doing comedy and have a happy, great life also, that is all I care about. I don't need any level of fame or money as long as I'm getting by. Anything else is icing. It's not that I wouldn't do it. Of course I would. If I have a great idea for a movie, I'll write it and try to sell it or a show. But I'm not like driven by money. I used to be. I used to be driven by fame and money when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point in my life, I made 1 year $200,000 when I was married.
Wow.
And I had so much money, Jack. And I'm telling you, I was so fucking miserable. I was not happy. I wasn't doing what I wanted. Now, I make way less than that, but, like, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
There's days I go to the beach and surf all day and kick it with my friends.
As long as rent's paid
that's
and
it.
There's food,
your
you're
Your bills
good.
Are paid, you're not in debt, and you're happy.
And your friends aren't depressed.
That's it. So, that's why when people ask my plan for 5 years, I'm like, hopefully it just keeps getting better.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't really know
answer.
What.
All right, last question.
Okay.
Would you ever date a guy with STD? Like a permanent one?
No.
Not even give him a chance.
Nope.
Sorry, guys.
Fuck that, man. If you have herpes, go away. I don't want her. You know, I have banged.
You know what they say, right? You can't get herpes twice.
Dude, listen. I have hooked up with porn actors, pro athletes, famous people, rock stars, and I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying I have managed to keep my vagina clean. It's a fucking miracle. I've never had an STD in
never.
My life. Nothing. Not even chlamydia. Not gonorrhea. Not like a treatable thing. I've only had one yeast infection my whole life. And it was because a guy I dated had a yeast infection in his throat and didn't know it. So he went down on me. I got a yeast infection.
I literally have
never gotten shit. I got one UTI because a guy fingered my butt and then played with my... If you go butt to front, don't go butt to front. Guys know this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or hot Cheetos and vagina.
Or that.
Of course.
But the point is, my shit has been managed to kept clean. Like, I kept it clean. So, no, I'm not fucking... If you have an STD, hell no.
I think they should add that on Facebook. Like, it should be on your profile if you've ever had an STD.
I think it should be a matter of public record.
Right.
I really mean it.
Yeah.
I think if you have herpes, there should be a website.
It's
people
illegal.
Can look.
You have to tell people.
I think it should be public record 100%. Because it's like you should be able to Google someone and find out what they have before.
I mean, celebrities have herpes like crazy.
Well, it's funny because I always worry about
it. Isn't that why Chris Brown punched Rihanna because he gave her herpes? No?
He gave her herpes or she gave him herpes?
She gave him herpes.
I don't know, man. But if that's true, I don't feel
they
as
all
bad
have
for
herpes.
Her.
Every celebrity has herpes.
It's not true.
That's why I want herpes.
It's not true.
I want to make it.
It's not true. Stephen Kramer Glickman said to me one time, he said, what they don't tell you about Hollywood is everyone who's famous has herpes. And I was like, I don't think it's true because I've hooked up with famous guys that don't have herpes.
Maybe you haven't. It's just dormant. Like
I don't have it. I got tested.
Let's find out.
Right. So we're in Phoenix at the House of Comedy. We're going to go get tested for herpes tomorrow, me and Jack.
Yeah.
No, guys, come out.
I just got checked,
though. Did you?
Yes.
I got tested like 6 months ago, and I was herpes free. And I haven't hooked up with that many people since then. So
that's
I don't.
Good.
I'll get
that
checked.
Many.
Yeah. You know when you have herpes.
Yeah.
You get sores.
And you get coughs and
itches.
Like, itches and, I don't know. I'm just like
coughs.
Just like, you get the flu.
Man, I've had this really bad cough. I think it's herpes.
Dude,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I was telling yesterday I took those diet pills and that my nipples were all tender. I googled myself and said I had breast cancer and I freaking freaked out. But I'm okay. That's why I got checked. I was like, check everything. I was like, check it off. All right.
Jack has tits, so that's happening. Guys, yeah. Listen. I hope this was entertaining. Sorry it's a day late. It's not even a day late. It's going to be like 5 hours late.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you for listening. We got to do more of these Q&As. I'm going to have you again.
Yeah,
maybe I'll have people send questions this weekend and we can do one Sunday on the way home.
Okay.
So, guys, if you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram at KateQFunny. I read all those questions in my DMs. And please follow Jack at Jack Junior Comic.
Yeah, follow me and ask me questions because I'll reply quicker because no one ever messages
me. that's not true. But so, guys, and check out the Patreon. I have a Patreon set up just to support the podcast. If you donate $5 a month, that's amazing. And I love you. And it's patreon.com/KateQFunny. And come see us tomorrow night.
Do you want to plug anything for the...
Yeah, and come see us. Oh, no, I'm good. But come see us tomorrow night at, what's it called? The Maya here in
Scottsdale. Scottsdale, Arizona. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're at House of Comedy all weekend with Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be in New York at Caroline's on Labor Day if you want to come see me.
Boom! Guys, we love you. This has been Date Fails. Peace out.